Your true freedom is under assault. Leap with me this week back into the true freedom that Christ has purchased for you. Look at Galatians 2 verse 9 to 11. And when James, Cephas and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen, and they unto the circumcision. Only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was forward to do. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him face to face, because he was to be blamed. So it says here that James, Cephas and John seemed to be pillars. And they gave Paul one commandment to do, to look after the poor. But Paul said, I wanted to do that in any ways. You see, their hearts were still not liberated like Paul's was. And so they gave him this one thing to do, but Paul said, I wanted to do it anyways. Later in that same chapter, he says, I withstood Peter to his face because he went to eat with the Jews and tried to act like the Jewish friend again, which showed that his heart was still full of bondage. You see, people will sometimes mean good in what they say, tell you to do good things to try and get God's approval, but my friend, you have God's approval already in Christ. Remember today, you don't need to get approval from man. You've got God's approval. That's why you live a Holy Spirit-empowered life. You are highly favored and deeply loved.